Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele for October 4th, 2021. Well, it's with a sorrowful heart that I have to deliver our first story of the day. A local legend passes away. Eric Schott was 79. This morning, around 5 a.m., Bishop lost one of its most colorful and iconic characters. Eric Schott passed away in Reno at St. Mary's Hospital. Schott was the founder of Eric Schott's Bakery and the creator of Sheepherder Bread. Everybody loves Sheepherder Bread. Eric Schott's Bakery is one of the most profitable businesses in town and a huge tourist draw. His loss won't only be missed as a spokesman for Bishop and a local legend, but as a business magnate as well. Often at the forefront of advertising, who doesn't remember the catchy little jingle, Eric Schott's Bakery, home of the original Sheepherder Bread? I know it still gets stuck in my head often, and I haven't even heard it in years. So that means it did its job. He was a very brilliant man. Eric Schott was a forward-thinking businessman who employed thousands of people in the local area over the years. Eric Schott's Bakery had 2.5 million visitors come through its doors this year so far. The bakery in the center of town is the biggest tourist draw in Bishop. His absence will create a huge hole in all of our hearts. At 79, he still ran circles around the young bakers and came to work every day to perfect production and business operations, said in a quote from the bakery. He remained actively involved in every aspect of its day-to-day operations, and he will be sorely missed. He was a much-beloved individual. While not knowing him myself, I have heard many stories over the years about Eric Schott and the Schott's Bakery. One that I just heard today, in fact, was about a bet that he and his brother Paul had that ended with Paul pushing Eric down Main Street Bishop in a king-size bed with rollers on it. That is larger than life, I'm telling you. I've also heard stories of his brother Paul and himself having high noon shootouts with real weapons in the middle of Main Street. So I can't confirm either of these, but these were passed on to me in the last couple of years. And it seems like he was a pretty cool guy and really touched a lot of people. So my condolences to the Schott family and to all of the employees of Eric Schott's Bakery. The Fall Colors Classic Car Show happened this weekend, and it was fantastic. If you want to see more on that, head over to EasternSierraNow.com, where we have a link to our YouTube page. Once there, you can see a really cool edited together video of all the different cars there, done by Ella Boehm. Death Valley National Park has completed improvements to the iconic thermometer display at Furnace Creek Visitors Center. The first stage of the improvement project, completed in 2020, was switching the Fahrenheit-only display to a dual Fahrenheit-Celsius display. Over half of the park's summertime visitors are international tourists who are more familiar with Celsius. Recently, a tile mosaic panel was added to the thermometer exhibit. The artistic representation of key sites at the park provides information about how temperatures vary with elevation. Mojave area artist Rebecca Lowry of JT Lab designed and completed much of the work. Nothing excites me like sharing the unique characteristics of Death Valley, said Mike Reynolds, superintendent of Death Valley National Park. The upgraded thermometer will make it even easier for visitors to appreciate our extreme climate. The improvement project was made possible by donations from the Fund for People in Parks and the Death Valley National History Association. Our vision is to inspire a passion for Death Valley, said David Blacker, executive director of the Death Valley Natural History Association. We know how many visitors come to experience the world record heat and want a photograph to commemorate their visit. The improved thermometer will better serve those needs. Death Valley National Park has been a wonderful partner, and we're thrilled to have been able to help with an improvement to such a popular visitor attraction, said Kevin Hendricks of the Fund for People in Parks. We were also happy to double our financial investment by working with the National Park Service Centennial Matching Program. The National Park Service's Centennial Challenge matches partner donations with federal funds. These projects reduce the maintenance backlog, improve visitor services, support outreach to new audiences, and strengthen partnerships to reinvigorate national parks and forge connections to new communities. With the matching federal funds, the park was able to create three new videos. The videos include an introduction to Superintendent Reynolds, the highlights every visitor should see when visiting the park, and some of the main challenges facing Death Valley. Videos can be found on the park's website or at EasternSierraNow.com. Well, Mono County Public Health offers testing in Mammoth Lakes, Levining, Walker, June Lake, and Bridgeport at various times throughout the week as detailed below for COVID-19. OptumServe and Mono County Public Health each provide COVID-19 testing, and OptumServe offers testing most Mondays in Bridgeport, Tuesdays in Mammoth Lakes, Wednesdays in Mammoth Lakes, and Fridays in Mammoth Lakes. Saturdays as well in Mammoth Lakes from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. The team usually takes a lunch break between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. If you would like to see these times in particular for whatever day it is you can make it, please go to EasternSierraNow.com and check out the story entitled Mono County Public Health Offers COVID Testing in Mammoth Lakes, Levining, Walker, June Lake, and Bridgeport. The entire schedule is listed there, as well as websites for OptumServe, Public Health, and testing details for Mono County. All testing is open to the public, regardless of insurance. Appointments are preferred, but walk-ins are welcome. Individuals on the Highway 6 corridor can call the Public Health Department at 760-924-1830 to request testing. For questions regarding test results, please call the Mono County Health Department at 760-924-1830 and leave a detailed message with your name, the reason for your call, and a contact phone number. You will receive a call back when your results come back from the outside lab, usually within 3 to 5 days. There's a public notice from the Mammoth Lakes Community Recreation Center, or the CRC. They're extending work hours. The town is providing notice to the public that Hamel Contracting, Inc. have been authorized to work extended hours between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. from October 1st through October 7th. Heavy equipment use is permitted to operate during the hours of 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the weekdays and Saturday. That excludes October 6th, and on Sunday between 9 to 5. Additionally, on Wednesday, October 6th, work has been permitted to begin at 4 a.m., with heavy equipment permitted to operate from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. The extended hours are necessary for completion of the ice rink floor due to a delay in material delivery. LED lights will be directed away from neighboring residences, and heavy equipment use on the site will be restricted to permitted hours only. The contractor is committed to work with minimal disruption to the neighboring communities and appreciates your understanding as we work towards enhancing their community recreation amenities. For additional information about this project, please visit the Community Recreation Center, CRC, website or contact Amy Callanan, Associate Civil Engineer, 760-965-3657. For the CRC website, please see EasternSierraNow.com. Well, the Bishop Broncos improved to 5-0 overall and 1-0 in High Desert League play with a 73-6 win over California City. The Rick Beal-led defense dominated throughout the evening. Linebackers Kane Omohundro and Kennedy Batchelder had strong games. Batchelder had 6 total tackles and forced a fumble. Omohundro had 4 total tackles, including 3 tackles for loss. Freshman Milton Mitchell had an interception with Lewis Cruz and Kalen Smith adding quarterback sacks. Offensively, the Broncos were led by Jacob Redman and Zach Maharo. Mojo rushed for 174 yards on just 8 carries. Zach added 4 more touchdowns, giving him 19 on the season. Redman rushed for 94 yards and 3 touchdowns, while passing for 91 yards and 2 more scores. Colt Madison and Jake Frigerio caught touchdown passes. Sophomore Caleb Brooks added 2 second-half touchdown runs. Next up for the Broncos is a home game with Desert. In honor of Cancer Awareness Month, the Broncos captains have pledged to contribute $5 per offensive touchdown, along with $5 for each defensive quarterback sack and interception. With their play Friday, the Broncos are up to $70 to be donated to the Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance. If you want to join the Broncos, there are donation jars at the Booster Club Snack Shack, or reach out to Coach Palu if you or your business want to match the Broncos' contribution. Go Broncos, and thanks for your coverage. That's from Coach Arnie Palu. For any questions, see A. Palu, that's P-A-L-U, at bishopschools.org. And just a reminder that Eastern Sierra Now will have the entire game in 4K right there on EasternSierraNow.com or at our YouTube page. That should be up tonight. We're also offering highlight reels for those of you jocks that would like to get a reel together for college or just to show grandma. Have you been noticing it's been getting a little cold at night? Yeah, that's because autumn is definitely here. The fall is in place. This is my favorite time of the year, honestly, because I'm a little chubby, so you can't really take skin and fat off when it's hot. but you can put on layers. And that's what I'm talking to you about right now. The Mammoth brand has exceptional layers. Okay. I have a couple of shirts, sweatshirts, beanies from the Mammoth brand. And I'm telling you, it's not like one of those shirts that you buy when you go into a gas station that says Mammoth Lakes, you know, and the screen print is starting to crack off and the t-shirt's so thin you can see right through it. Nothing like that. This is quality stuff before the branding even gets put on it. And then from there, it's full on stitching. This isn't just a screen print. There are some screen printed stuff, but it is high quality. It will last for years. It's warm. The other thing that's cool about it is it's not just typical logos like Mammoth Lakes or Enjoy the Mountains or whatever. It's cool stuff. It's interesting to look at. Like my favorite one is Dave McCoy is my homeboy, and it has a picture of Dave skiing down the mountain, you know. And for those of us that were homeboys with Dave McCoy, you got to have one of those shirts, you know. And because Dave was so awesome, he's homeboys with everybody. So you need to get that. There's I Love Sierra Cement, which is just a play on, you know, the the wild and being outside and away from cement. Some great stuff, new stuff coming out every day from the Mammoth brand, new ideas, face masks. I think I saw a tote, something like that. Anyway, he has some incredible stuff and you need to go check that out. Trust me, you will not be let down. The prices are reasonably low and the quality is reasonably high. You can't say that for everybody. So please go check out the Mammoth brand today. Okay, I think that is it for today. Thank you for tuning in on this October 4th to Eastern Sierra Now, the best local news.